cutting of staff salaries by 40% whilst looting staff medical aid and pension contributions is unconscionable. Medical aid benefits have once again been withdrawn from both staff and pensioners because of non-payment. And all of this despite management assurances to the Communications Portfolio Committee that they would turn things around. We've also found the current CEO today earns nearly 4 million rand a year, almost twice as much as her predecessor in 2020. One doubts if she will take a 40% pay cut. Cutting salaries is nothing more nor less than constructive dismissal. And if such a criminal move should go ahead, the DA will be reporting this to the Public Protector, the CCMA, and the Department of Labour. Meanwhile, I am assured that the Hawke's investigation into the non-payment of staff contributions to the medical aids, pension and UIF is at an advanced stage.